news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulouser he would never be. That's Mr. Rob Center, our great producer, taking good care of us, making sure that everybody's ready to go on the WKOK news line. And today that means Andrew Stuhl is back on the line. He's an activist and a college professor up at Bucknell University, community organizer. And, of course, we've talked to him about Agnes Revisited a couple times lately. Just a fabulous, really grassroots effort. But it's got a conductor, and that is Andrew and some of his colleagues. And we're going to talk about one of the political pushes around here. So, Andrew, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Locally, there is a grassroots effort to get U.S. Congressman Fred Keller to meet with constituents. It's called Fridays with Fred. So give us a little bit of history and tell us about this Fridays with Fred and the unusual name. Give us the history on that, too.
Sure. Yeah, actually, to start with the name, comes from a similar model that was a campaign for against and with Senator Pat Toomey. It was called Tuesdays with Toomey. I think just because it has a funny ring to it, you know, the alliteration is easy for people to remember. You know, a bunch of people around the state were finding that he hadn't held an in-person town hall in a really long time, and the kind of opportunities for meeting with him were slim or none. Phone calls to his office would go unanswered, emails unanswered. And that's frustrating. You know, no matter how you're registered politically or what the issue is you want to speak with your representative about, just not being able to engage is frustrating. And so Tuesdays with Toomey started, you know, one day a week. You can guess which one. I try to meet with Pat Toomey, show up at his office, show up at his events and say, hey, don't forget about us. You know, we need to speak with you. This is your job. And we are finding, me and a couple of my neighbors were just finding a similar thing was happening with Fred Keller once he got to D.C. And wanted to do something about it. That's where Fridays with Fred came from.
Well, and I will say, in terms of Senator Toomey, he did start to at least meet telephonically on Tuesdays with constituents and always had an audience with the staff that they would, you know, come out with the clipboards and by all accounts would, you know, follow up via email. I'm not sure that Senator Toomey met with them on a regular basis or at all, but they did get access to the office in a manner that might not have been otherwise. And of course, those individuals that were at the Tuesday events, but again, by all accounts, were gracious and were not, you know, loud protesters or anything along those lines. So along comes Congressman Keller. Now, this week he had what he says is his ninth phone call with constituents. So he does talk to them telephonically from time to time. Tell us that this is not quite the same as what Fridays with Fred is hoping for.
Right. Yeah, and I listened in to the telephone call on Monday night and also the one in March. And I think you should keep doing those. Those are great. You know, I know that the one in March reached about 7,000 to 8,000 people in the district. It's a very large district, right, geographically and also in terms of population. So I definitely think that's good, and you should keep doing that. But that cannot be the only way that voters in the district get to listen to or talk with Fred Keller. It can't be a lottery system when you submit your question that maybe you get picked and maybe you get a chance to ask your question live on air with your elected official. That's just not how our democracy is supposed to work. And, you know, so what about an in-person town hall? What about meetings with constituents? What about, you know, responding to questions submitted to his staff by email or phone? Those are the basic things we ask of our elected officials. It's what makes them representatives. And I just speaking from my own experience, I've called his office many times, emailed his office many times, requested a meeting many times, and have had zero response from Fred Keller. So I went to his office in Sealands Grove, and he was there and said, set up a meeting. And I said, I did. And he still said, I have to go. I have to go somewhere else. So, you know, that's just frustrating. And I'm just setting aside the particular issues that I'm personally passionate about. And I don't expect Fred Keller to take on my issues. I mean, I understand there's thousands of people that live in our district, And, you know, he was voted in by a majority of Republicans, and I don't affiliate with the Republican Party. It's not my party. So I don't expect him to come to my side and, you know, take on my issues. I just want him to listen to the people of his district, which he says he does, and which he says is his reason for being in this service, being in public service. And I don't feel like he's living up to his own words, and I'm willing to put in time to ask for and fight for better representation.
Well, I think, to be fair, I would say I listened to the phone conversation this weekend. One tough question did get through from a constituent. So, of course, he had many endorsements and people asking questions that really called attention to some of the Republican ideals that he stands up for. But they did allow one tough question to get through. And I will also add that Jen Psaki, in her White House briefing yesterday, had to be responding to Congressman Keller. I mean, Congressman Keller delivered some real body blows against Joe Biden throughout the, I mean, it was just withering heat for the presidency and the White House throughout the whole telephone conversation this week. And Jen Psaki yesterday kind of went on an unprompted diatribe about how Republicans are talking about the administration and keeping the administration on its heels. So, and I just, Lawrence's worthless view is, I honestly think that was because of Congressman Keller's sharp criticism of Joe Biden throughout that call this week. So I think the congressman's voice is being heard, but you say you in person is the way to go in a town hall setting.
Yeah, and so here's why. I mean, I don't want to deny the advantage of a telephone call is you have a massive reach that you can't really have in an in-person theater or whatever venue you can dream up. And of course, we're still working through pandemic restrictions, and I think those are first and foremost. But with a telephone call, and if you listen then or in other ones, you can know, you know, it's heavily orchestrated. We have no idea of knowing who are these people are that are speaking on the phone, how they were selected. It's not clear who is actually moderating. The person was introduced as Tim Andrews, but I have no idea who that is. And in person, in your community, you can see your neighbors, right? Your face is there, your body is there. You can see who is being selected now. And there's what is really important. I got listening in both times in March and on Monday. And there are questions that are predictable by the staff or by Representative Keller, because it might be, you know, important issues. But then you can hear in the background he's got papers he's shuffling around to read answers to his constituents. And that just feels like theater to me, not conversation, you know? And I also want to put out there that I know that town halls in the past can get really ugly, you know? I'm not advocating for that. I'm just advocating for unscripted conversation with his constituents about local, regional, community issues. He can have more than one town hall. He can do it in several parts of the district, and he should. And that's why, you know, every congressional official has district work scheduled several times a year. So he should be in here meeting with people. I follow him on social media. I follow his newsletter because he's my representative. He does meet with people, but it seems like the only people he has photo ops with and talks and shares his meetings with are business owners. You know, and I think that's great that he meets with business owners. He should keep doing that. But that's not the only kind of voter there is in our district. So I'm just going to keep pushing for better representation.
Well, not everybody, like you say, you haven't heard from the congressman, but not everybody gets through. I'll use U.S. Senator Arlen Specter as an example. He used to hold town hall meetings in every county of the state when he was on his summer vacation. And I'll take one that was held in Sunbury. There were 20 people there. He only got to about 5 or 6 answers. So not everybody gets through just because you're in person. And in-person meetings have kind of turned into a raucous affair in recent years. So do you think an in-person meeting is the way to go, or maybe a Zoom meeting? Is there, you know, sort of what's the best practice in your view?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, certainly with, like, health considerations, perhaps Zoom is a good option right now. But I don't think there's any substitute for the in-person. And, you know, over time, I've gotten more comfortable with the messiness of you know, our democracy and discussion, and I think that is really productive. Now, I'm going to separate that from just debate and people tearing each other down and not listening, but I love being in a room when I'm sitting next to my neighbors and we share different perspectives, or, you know, we get to hear from each other and hear what our representative thinks, or have them just listen to us, right? And I think that's part of the town hall, too, is Representative Keller doesn't necessarily need to rebut every question or, you know, speak on his priorities in response to our questions. He says he brings the voices and values of the 12th to D.C. Well, a town hall is a great place to listen to us, to hear what those voices and values are. And they change over time. They change with how the world changes. And so even though he was elected only recently, I think he's got some more listening to do.
And what are you going to do?
What was the question that you thought that got through the other night that was a little bit more challenging?
Oh, my gosh, I can't remember exactly. It was somebody flagged him because they felt as though he hadn't been truly forthright on something. This was a person that, you know, kind of called the congressman out on something. I don't remember specifically. I was just kind of listening with one ear. But in any event, I mean, it was somebody who was not one of Congressman Keller's supporters. And the question that was asked was pretty pointed, as I recall. I can go back. But in any event, that, you know, that one person right. did get through. Well, what are you going to do? What is the next step? You guys have talked about an invitation to the congressman. Tell us about that.
Right on. Yeah, so what we've been doing over the last couple months is calling his office, really, and just asking for a town hall. We did that for a while, and we really got no response. So then we had a petition drive to say, look, here's how many people want an in-person town hall, and we got more than 200 signatures from 11 of the counties of PA-12. We sent that directly to his director of communications, Nick Barley, and got no response, even on email, and then we called again. So we decided now we're just going to hold a town hall, and we're going to invite Fred Keller to that. We'll organize it. We'll put it on. It'll be on Zoom. And if he shows up, then we'll ask him just to politely listen to our concerns, whoever wants to be there. If he doesn't show up, then we'll still share our concerns, and we'll hopefully have members of the media, the news media present, to record this and to show that, look, either our representative did come listen to us, or he chose not to come listen to us. That's where we're at right now. That's going to be on July 8th.
So July 8th, the Fridays with Fred is on Facebook. Thank you so much, Andrew, for the information. Good luck. I hope you get through to the congressman. I know we're dead to him, so we would appreciate it if that weren't true. But yeah, he doesn't contact us anymore either. So you're in satisfactory company anyway. I won't say good company, but you're in our company. So thank you, sir. Thanks for checking in today with this your viewpoint.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I always appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Andrew Stuhl is an activist and college professor around here. We've talked to him about the Agnes Revisited project that he's doing, particularly focusing on in and around Milton, but really it covers the whole Susquehanna River Basin. But talking about U.S. Congressman Fred Keller, they are hoping to have an in-person meeting with the congressman in July. On Facebook, they are found at the page called Fridays with Fred.